Yom Revi B'Shabbes Parshas Tzav Shir 332 Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Tes Yadreich Anovim B'Mishpat V'Lameid Anovim Darkoi. A very interesting pasuk. We're describing how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam guides people, and the pasuk says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will guide the Anovim, people that have anava, b'mishpat, with mishpat, which the Mefarshim say means that they'll have what they need, their tzrachim, what comes to them, they'll have. And v'ilamed anavim darkai, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will teach anavim his derech. So, the Malbim says it's referring to like a deep understanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like Rabbeinu Shel Olam will teach them a deep understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why anavim? Like anybody, l'chayra. For some reason, the pasuk is stressing Yadrech Anovim b'mishpat v'ilamed Anovim darkai. Why is there such an emphasis on Anovim? And perhaps the reason is, like we discussed today in the Midas share, that Gaiva is a disconnect from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It disconnects a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means Anova is the closest connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anova, like the Chavis Alvavis explains, does not mean that a person is an anav from his fellow man. That's one level of anava, but that's not the essence of anava. The essence of anava is that a person's an anav in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He realizes how puny he is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he views HaKadosh Baruch Hu as very big and very strong and very involved in his life. And that's why anava is such a fundamental midah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's midah that he was zeicha to his madregas was because anav mikol adam, he was an anav. So anava is the closest way for a person to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the anavim, the people that have anava, are the ones that are going to be zeicha to gifts from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yadrech anavim b'mishpat, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to give anavim what they need. V'ilamed anavim darkai, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is also going to give anavim his derech, he's going to guide them from a spiritual perspective. So the way the Malbim explains it, it's physical and spiritual. From a physical perspective, he'll have all the needs to help him, you know, go. An anav b'etzem wants to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he just might have technical things that are staring him. So since the Rabbeinu Shel Olam helps out people in avodas Hashem, so the anav of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be madrich b'mishpat, which means physical needs, and darkai, which means spiritual needs, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will take care of, because the individual is an anav, which means he has a strong relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam.